Welcome to Off the Cuff with SDJ, a podcast about everyday life from the spiritual, the physical, and the metaphysical perspective. Each week, I'll bring you episodes that have a casual, laid-back, informal, and spontaneous look at this thing we call life. I'm Sunny Dawn Johnston. Now let's get started. Hello, 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 my friends. Welcome to Off the Cuff with SDJ. And today I have my beautiful guest, Courtney Long. Hey, Courtney.
Hey, Sunny. Aww, thank you good so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, I'm happy to be here too. And it looks like we've coordinated. I'm loving that.
Yes.
a little intuitive color energy for us today. All right, my friend. So welcome to Off the Cuff. And so happy to have you here. This is a podcast that is conversational, high energy, enlightening, and expansive. It is meant to open your mind and your heart and maybe expand you just a little bit more than what you were before. And today, I think we're going to do that because we are talking about sexuality and a lot of things that play into that. And so you might have an idea of where this conversation is going to go, and I bet you'll be surprised. So be sure to hang in there, my friends. Give me a couple thumbs up, some hearts, so we know you're with us. Go ahead and comment so we can see that you can hear us and see us okay. And welcome, everyone. So I'm Sunny Dawn Johnston, psychic medium, transformational thought leader, and change maker. I love to learn about people, what makes people tick, how and why they do what they do. And so this is just kind of a natural expression for me and a fun way to be able to connect with some beautiful colleagues in the world. So let's get started. I am super excited to welcome Courtney Long. Hey, sister.
Hey.
All right. Excited to share this. And it's fun because, you know, I've known Courtney for, I don't even know how long. I was just trying to think, how long has it been?
I don't know. I'd say maybe 10 years or so, 8 or 10 years, somewhere in there.
I think at least 10 years because, yeah. So we met through Celebrate Your Life, and Courtney was the little fairy that was always running around. She looks just like a cute little fairy, doesn't she? Like, who's that fairy I always say that you look like?
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell. Thank you. Tinkerbell. Just running around, just flipping around. That's just Courtney. And so, but you've always loved fairies and butterflies and angels and done all of that work. And now you do something a little different. Not that you don't do the other, but you've incorporated a whole nother aspect.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to read your bio so the people that don't know you learn a little more about who you are, and then we're going to jump in. All right. Courtney Long, she has a whole bunch of letters after her name. I don't know what any of them mean, but I'm going to read them all to you. I think they're like something with a master's degree in social work, right? Master's in social work. A licensed,
it's life coach.
Oh, life coach. Okay. Yeah. And CHT.
Certified hypnotherapist.
And a certified hypnotherapist. So she's got a lot of letters behind her name. She's also the creator of Mariposa, Sacred Sexuality. She is an international speaker, author, and master level social worker who is inspiring clients for over the past 20 years. And she's only like 25 years old. So that's pretty amazing. Through her Mariposa Sacred Sexuality teachings, Courtney empowers women and men to get turned on and create their most joyful, love-filled, abundant lives with the magic of their sexual energy. Courtney is living proof that sexuality matters. After discovering Mariposa's Sacred Sexuality, she manifested the romantic relationship of her dreams, overcame serious health issues, transformed lifelong body issues into body confidence, and created a thriving business that she loves. All right. Woo! That's awesome, sister. So excited.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here and have this conversation. And I agree. It's definitely going to be very opening and expansive.
It will be. It will be opening and expansive. So we're excited to have all of you that are watching and listening today. If you know someone that you think would benefit from this, certainly share in the comments, tag their name, or share this with them afterwards and let them know. Because as much as it's a lighthearted conversation, it's also an important conversation. So so let's jump into it. So sacred sexuality, Courtney, why is it so important to our health and to our happiness and really even to our spiritual development and growth?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, sexuality is a topic that I find to be missing from so many spiritual conversations. And yet everything is energy. And our sexual energy, our sexuality, is our life force energy. It's our vitality. And the way I say it, it's like our sexual energy is our soul's essence in physical form, flowing through our body, flowing through our energy field. And so our sexual energy fuels our creativity. It fuels our health, our life, our happiness, our work in the world. It fuels our, of course, our romantic relationship, but all of our relationships can really benefit when we have that sexual energy turned on and flowing. And so a lot of people think that sex is just what happens in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Yet really, if our sexual energy is our life force energy, then it impacts every aspect of our lives, our health, our happiness, our confidence, our self-love, our money flow even is affected by our sexuality.
Well, really, because it's one form. We think of it as one form of the expression of energy.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking of it in the way that we were taught or trained in you know, school or church or our houses, which is just one thing. And that's the physical act of sex in some form versus it being energy, life force energy. And it's just it's the aspect, it's the way that we have been kind of programmed to look at it versus it being something that taps into all of these different aspects of who we are.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Beautifully said. Yep.
And so do you find that, so you said, you know, in your bio, it said, okay, when I discovered this, I started to heal my physical issues. I began healing my perception of my own body and body hatred and things like that. Mm-hmm. So how did you get into this? Because before, back in the day, you were teaching about angels and communicating with angels and helping people to tap into that energy. So where did it shift for you that it went from that to this? Because a lot of people would look and go, oh, that's quite a change.
Right. And sexuality.
Right. And, but I remember when you told me about it, we were doing an angel talk event and I was like, cool, I dig it, because this is a conversation that a lot of people don't want to have. I think a lot of it is we get stuck in the old energy of the little kid inside of us. It's in trouble. You know, I remember, you know, I was a teenage mom. And so I remember being the example of, you know, what not to do and, you know, and what happens when you don't go to church and, you know, like things like that. And so I think a lot of those kind of old stories, even though we're all grown up, mature people who've all had many healthy and unhealthy relationships, we still have unhealthy ways of maybe seeing our sexuality. So how'd you make that jump?
Well, interestingly, the entire time that I was teaching about angels, behind the scenes, on my personal level, I was completely into sacred sexuality and studying different forms of it, practicing it. And I even did burlesque dancing, which is a really empowering form of dancing that it's really all about body empowerment and confidence and, you know, moving in a sexy way. And I would just be terrified that someone in my community, one of my clients, would find out that I was burlesque dancing. it was like this weird thing where I was like, well, of course, I mean, of course, our sexuality is a private thing. It's not like we have to tell the whole world about what we're doing sexually. But for me, it was this strange experience of I felt like I needed to hide it because of how our society, it's such a sex negative culture where our society, there's just this pervasive belief that somehow sex is bad or wrong or dirty. And a lot of that comes from religion, you know, and not to dog religion, because there's a lot of goodness and beauty in many religions as well. And definitely, I grew up Catholic, and I definitely got the impression very clearly that somehow masturbation was wrong, sex was wrong outside of marriage, like all of those kinds of things. And I always felt this strange inner conflict because I was like, I like to pleasure my body. I like sex. And I was like, I like all of this. So how is it wrong? Mm-hmm. But anyhow, I found that I was very, very passionate about it. And then at some point, I was communicating with the angels as I do. And I received such clear guidance that I needed to stop hiding this passion of mine and bring it to the forefront to help people. And I was actually literally teaching a retreat in Hawaii, a retreat about angels and fairies. And I just, this big vision flooded me of like, okay, next retreat in Hawaii is going to be about sacred sexuality. Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit, that's going to be different.
Exactly.
Hey guys, level two. Yeah,
exactly. Level two. Absolutely. But it was really cool because I mean, I was dealing with a really serious health issue and I was going to different doctors, different kinds of doctors, healers, you know, doing my own internal healing. And it was like, it just wasn't quite making that leap into vibrant health. And then when I decided, I was like, I'm going to apply sacred sexuality techniques to this whole situation. And it really improved my health, which was really quite incredible. And it's like, I've utilized sacred sexuality to manifest my home, to call in my partner, all kinds of things. Because again, it's like our sexual energy is that life force energy. It's the energy of creation. We're meant to be utilizing it to create things in our life. By all means, it's meant to bring us pleasure. And there's nothing wrong with pleasure and enjoyment. It's very, very important that we enjoy being in physical form because we are spiritual beings in physical form. And that means we get to enjoy things like pizza, or for some people, gluten-free, dairy-free pizza. You know, we get to enjoy things like being outside in nature, and we get to enjoy making love, whether to ourselves or to a partner. So that's all really beautiful. But then there's a whole other layer of it where we can intentionally utilize our sexual energy to manifest beautiful, wonderful things in our lives.
Sure. Because it's creative energy, because it's the energy that creates. And that's what the intention is, whatever you're creating.
Exactly. That's exactly it. Yeah.
And most of us, if you think about it, because I think some people have a hard time getting from one place to the other. I think a lot of times if you think about it this way, like you're when you have something you want to manifest, you are using your creative energy to manifest that. And when you manifest that, it brings you pleasure.
Yes, that's right. So true. Yes.
So it doesn't have to be, you know, laying down. That's not what it's about, although that's a piece of it, but that's been the focus. And I really liked what you said. And I think for many of you that are listening to this likely have had struggles around the foundation of what we were taught as children, or even as young adults, or not ever taught at all, which was something around, you know, you just learned it through osmosis that sex, don't talk about that. Don't do it for sure. Unless you get married and have a ring on your finger, then do it as much as you can to get as many babies as you can, right? Like that's kind of the mixed messages. And instead of, and I think that a lot of it was around just to keep people in control, just to keep control of people and use fear as a way of controlling people. And so, you know, here's the thing, my friends, we're adults and we don't have to let those old thoughts and those old training and that old way of being hold us back from expressing ourselves in the full light of who we are and experiencing that joy and that pleasure and that happiness and that passion.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad too that you mentioned expressing ourselves, because if our sexual energy is our soul essence flowing through the body, then in some sense, expressing our sexuality is expressing our soul and embodying our soul. And I mean, I've heard so many times when people talk about our higher self and then our human self. And a lot of times there seems to be this disconnection as though our higher self is somewhere floating in the ethers, you know, and it's like, where's my higher self? But really, when we are fully turned on and lit up, including our sexuality, then we are embodying our higher self.
Yes.
We're embodying our soul and living as that soul, shining its light, totally turned on.
Mm-hmm. And I think that feeling of turned on can express itself in a variety of different ways. And sometimes, you know, like I know with a lot of my students and clients, sexuality is something that is very turned off, meaning they either are in relationships that they've been in for a long time and they sleep in separate bedrooms. They don't have any sexual relationship any longer. They are single and aren't interested in attracting the same type of situation. So because they don't have a partner, they feel as though they don't need to express that sexuality, or we can't do it alone. We have to have somebody else to be with us. Or the other one is people that have had a lot of trauma around sex. You know, there's been sex abuse or trauma in some way. So when you take into account people that have, you know, a variety of different backgrounds, what do you say to people that have had those struggles or that are in relationship and have really just kind of turned that off? If that is an aspect of our, because I know a lot of really creative people that are not in sexual relationships. So I would imagine that it's obviously part of it is the way that we're channeling, but how would you approach situations like that?
Yeah, I would say the first step is to get connected to the body and to really be in touch with your own body. What does your body feel? What does your body need? Taking attention and presence in the body. Mm-hmm. And so that could be even while you're working, like what's going on in your body right now? Or it could be meditating and tuning into the body. So just first of all, getting in touch with the body and the sensations, like feeling safe to be in the body, because that's a big deal, especially for people who've had trauma. Sometimes mm-hmm. there's this disconnection where it doesn't even feel safe to feel, mm-hmm. right? So just definitely little tiny bits at a time, feeling into what's going on in the body, developing a feeling of safety around that. And of course, working through any trauma that comes up. Sometimes there's like anxiety that can come up around that. So if that's the case, then just shake it out. Just like mm-hmm. bounce and shake your body and like really give a release to that anxious energy mm-hmm. that could come up. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is just sensuality. Just start with sensual touch. And that could be just simply touching your arms, touching your legs, kind of like a little self-massage. Doesn't have to be sexual at all, but just touching the body with love really lights the body up. And it, again, helps you get in touch with your body. And then, of course, if you want to, you can make it like really soft and sensual, like kind of start to have that little flare of almost like getting a little turned on as you caress yourself. Like just start slow and soft and simple. And then, of course, if you want to, you can even enjoy some sexual self-pleasure, which I think is a big block for a lot of people. So many of us were taught that masturbation is somehow wrong or bad, and that if we are going to enjoy our sexuality, it has to be with a partner. But sure. Sunny, like you said, so many people are single or maybe in a relationship where there's not a whole lot happening in the passion realm.
Or they don't feel safe, or they don't, yeah, or they're not interested.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so it's like, we have the power to, first of all, connect with ourselves. Second of all, satisfy ourselves and really even express our sexuality. So solo self-pleasure, also known as sacred masturbation, is one of the best ways to get in touch with your sexual energy and to just start to make this connection either again or maybe for the first time in your life. But I would definitely recommend for people having resistance or trauma or just that they haven't done this in a long time, maybe never, then just start small and just start to develop a relationship with yourself. And that's why even in my classes, when I'm teaching people or sharing this information, it's like, this is about our own journey. By all means, we can share our sexuality with a partner, and that's wonderful. But we've got to start first by getting comfortable with our own bodies and our own sexuality. Because it's like, if you're not comfortable inside yourself, you're not going to be comfortable interacting with somebody else.
Sure, sure. Yeah. I think, too, one of the things that, and I'm hoping all of you heard this, was that we've got to get into our bodies. I think that's really important. There's a lot of us, if you're an empath, you don't have to have had physical or sexual trauma. Sometimes it's just you're an empath and you feel all the stuff in your body and you don't want to feel it, because normally what you feel doesn't feel real good. So it doesn't necessarily feel safe. So getting into your body, calling that presence into the physical container that your spirit chose, right? Calling that physical presence into that container can help you to just be aware that, okay, I am a spirit in a body, and the body is the expression of that energy, and it's safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I've been laughing, because as I've been sharing these teachings, it's like some of them are very sexual and they're very much about, you know, sexual pleasure. And some of them are so basic about just grounding, anchoring in the body, just being present. And that is such an important part of really every aspect of being alive. It's an important part for our health. It's important for our intuition, just to be in the body, to be present with what's happening in the moment.
Sure. Yeah. If you're not in your body and you're wanting to develop your intuition and you're not in your body, you can't receive the messages. I mean, it is the body is how we receive the, you know, the physical, the visual, the auditory, the knowing. It all happens inside of the body. So we have to work in cooperation with our body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Instead of how, what some of us have done, which is almost push against it, almost deny it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay. So I got a couple questions for you. So why is it called Mariposa, sacred sexuality? Like, what does I thought that was like, it's like, you know, we live in Maricopa County, kind of sounds like Maricopa. Like, totally. Is it a particular place you go? Like, what is Mariposa? And I actually know the answer, but I'm like, I did have that question until I asked you. So I'm like, let me just ask that.
So Mariposa is the word in the Spanish language. It means butterfly. Mariposa means butterfly. And butterflies represent freedom and beauty and transformation. So I was guided to call this Mariposa sacred sexuality because it's all about us getting in touch with our authentic selves and with our just our own inner beauty and our own inner strength with the help of the magic of our sexual energy. Mm. And so it just, like, if you even think about the magic of the butterfly's journey, going from a caterpillar into a chrysalis or cocoon and then transforming into this beautiful butterfly. And I feel like so many people in our world, unfortunately, are living as caterpillars, where they're just like going about their lives. They've got all this potential inside them, but they're just staying as a caterpillar. And the whole spiritual journey, I feel, is a journey of love, and especially our own self-love, which helps us to then express love in the world. So that we go into this cocoon of self-love and learn to embrace ourselves, accept ourselves, love and embrace our body and our sexuality and really every aspect of who we are. And then we emerge from that chrysalis or cocoon as this gorgeous butterfly, full of our potential, expressing our light in the world, sharing our gifts, making the difference we're meant to make, and just being happy. I think that's another big part of our purpose in the planet, is to be happy.
So with that being said, like, so I'm just reading some of the comments and we have a couple questions, and I think these are a couple good questions, but so we've got one, somebody that says, well, I just want to snuggle in the cocoon. So tell me, in snuggling in the cocoon, what would that represent in the physical being? Like, that, do you feel like that is the kind of just holding your energy in, or not expressing yourself, or not being open to that kind of sexual energy? What would the equivalent of that in a human be? And why would we not want to do that?
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's so important. And these are, I feel like these are three stages that we go through in general, but we kind of go through them all the time. It's like we're the caterpillar, we're learning and growing. We go into the cocoon, which is more of a period of being more internal and loving ourselves and doing deeper inner healing. And then we express ourselves as the butterfly. You might do all of those things in one given day, or it could be a different stage in your life. So it's beautiful to be in the cocoon. And the cocoon is a place where we can strengthen ourselves and do some deeper healing, and or just take a rest from the world, you know, just like release stress. And what that could look like is just simply taking a nap, wrapping yourself with a blanket, feeling like you're in a cocoon. But it doesn't necessarily have to be, how do I say it, like completely still. You could also even be self-pleasuring, whether that's just sensual touch or whether it's sacred masturbation, self-pleasure. It's like you get to decide what you do in that cocoon, kind of like inner energy. But it's all about, I feel like it's about tuning into the body and what the body needs. And sometimes our body or our spirit just simply needs a nap. You know, or sometimes we need to get out in community and be with other people or be outside in nature. Sometimes our bodies need sexual expression. And part of the trouble is that since we have been in such a sex negative culture, where in general, it's like sex is either over shown in media or movies, and it doesn't seem very sacred. It's just like, oh, here's a bunch of sex, here it is. Or it's like so hidden and seen as somehow dark, bad, or dirty. So it's like we just live in this world where it's not normal and natural, where at least there's not a norm that sex is just normal, natural, and beautiful. And so all of that leads to conflicted feelings inside of us. So a lot of people don't even know when they have sexual desire because they're just, it doesn't seem like it's okay to feel that, or, you know, all those things.
Or they're disconnected. They're disconnected from the body and from the feelings.
Yeah. Sure. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, I mean, of course, there's all kinds of different stages and hormones and menopause, different stages where we might feel a little more turned on than others. But in general, if we were really in tune with our body, then we would know when we have sexual desire, we would know when it wants to be expressed, and we would then honor and express it.
So part of the being in the cocoon certainly can be the, you know, the rest and the inner work and the deeper work, but generally there is some form of expression after that. There is some, you know, the butterfly makes its entrance. There's some kind of presence or coming out party, if you will, for the changes that have happened inside of that cocoon.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Right.
Okay, here's another question. So, assuming we feel safe in our bodies and okay with our sexuality, with self and being present, how do we incorporate that to manifesting without making manifesting a project?
I love that question. Right? There's such a balance too, really, in that of our masculine energy and our feminine energy, because the masculine energy is so much about doing and taking action and you know, do, whereas the feminine energy is more about relaxing and receiving and allowing. So I love the way that you asked that about, you know, not making it a project, which to me means almost like not making it too much masculine, where we're like forcing or trying too hard, right? And so it's like, yeah, I would say just relaxing and balancing that flow of like listening, getting in touch with your intuition. And then when you receive intuitive guidance, then taking action on that intuitive guidance. But there's practices that you can do where you literally self-pleasure and you visualize what you want while you're self-pleasuring. And it's a really beautiful thing to do. We hear it all the time, visualize what you want, right? Like even athletes will visualize themselves crossing the finish line. And so it's very common and very understood that visualizing helps. It really helps activate our subconscious mind, helps us see the possibilities. So then imagine if you add on the beauty and that incredible high vibe energy of your sexual energy, your creation energy, while you're visualizing, it's like, talk about amplifying your manifestation process. It's incredible. Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting because, you know, I, as a medium, I get a lot of people that, will say something kind of to the effect of, you know, my loved one is, in the bathroom with me, is my loved one in there when I'm making love to my husband? Is my mom hanging around when I'm in the tub, and, you know, things like that. And I'm like, yeah, they are, they do. And we are associating it because we have got so much kind of bullshit stories around our physical bodies. We associate it with being seen on a physical level. But what spirit has said to me, excuse me, over and over and over again, is we love to see the light. When people are making love, it is the highest vibrational frequency that they see with us.
Wow.
And so they are attracted. I know this might freak some of you guys out now if you're all having sex. You're like, oh my God, he's watching. But I mean, I can't tell you how many times Spirit has said that, because people ask that all the time. Like, yes, yeah, they are watching, but they're not looking at the body part in and the body part out. They're looking at the energy, the creative energy that is coming together, and the light that that is bringing to the experience, to really literally changing the vibration. So what, yes, so that suggestion is not, it totally lines up with what Spirit has said to me in a completely different subject, but with the exact same type of understanding behind it, which is fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. And the way I see it too, it's like, since our sexual energy is so incredibly high vibrational, when we are making love or we are enjoying solo self-pleasure and we're in that beautiful orgasmic energy, that's the closest we can get in physical form to God, to the divine, to source. And so that's where it's so wild that there's been this disconnection from our sexuality with our spirituality, because actually our sexuality is such a vital part of our spirituality, and it can help us feel more connected to the divine, to all that is, to ourselves. So it's just like, it's completely opposite of what most of us were taught.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yes, because then they wouldn't be in control.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So it's not that like God, the universe disapproves of our sexuality. Right. Actually, like, I think the whole universe was created from sexual energy, just like this big orgasm, this big burst of energy burst the entire universe.
And the reality of it is too, if we just watch little children, we know that it is our nature to have desire and physical connection, masturbation, because that's what even children, small, young, my son was not even 2 years old. This is a short story, but he was not even 2 years old. He would kill me if he knew that I was sharing this right now. So nobody tell him. He was not even 2 years old. He spoke really well at two already. We were watching a commercial on TV, and there were these little finger vibrators, and they were showing you putting them on your neck and like rubbing out little muscle sores. And he turned to me. My mother was with me. My husband was there. He turned to me and he said, "I think I need one of those for my pee-pee."
Wow.
He wasn't even two. And I looked at my husband, who does not think the same way I think. And I said, "Do you need any other proof that he was a man in a past life? Do you need any other proof?" Because that right there, not even 2 years old, saying that just showed me, okay, that's the nature of us is creative beings. Now, let me ask you this question. What if somebody doesn't feel like it's their nature? What if somebody doesn't feel interested at all in this? How can they channel the life force creative energy in ways? Maybe they don't, maybe the stories, maybe the trauma, maybe the religion, whatever, it really has shut them down. What could they do? And I know you said kind of the sensual, but are there other tools that you would suggest for somebody that just says, you know what, sexuality, this, it's just like, nope, that's not my thing, but I get the creativity and I get this. Do you have a suggestion for them?
Yeah, I can actually either guide us through an exercise. It'll just take a couple of minutes, or just explain it.
Oh, let's do an exercise. Of course.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. So basically this exercise is called the glow light switch. And glow is a term I use a lot, because when we are really feeling turned on, whether that's sexually or just in general with our own light, our own life force energy, we're turned on, we glow. And so this beautiful exercise will help you turn on that inner glow. And this is just a great way to get the energy flowing, whether you want it to be sexual or not. So if everybody's in a safe place where you can close your eyes, go ahead and close your eyes. And then place one hand on your heart and another hand on your lower stomach, your lower belly. And then just take a nice deep breath. And as you breathe, bring all your attention and your energy within. Imagine you can just like kind of pull your energy right into your very core, right there where your hands are. And then take your attention into your heart and imagine or pretend that there is a beautiful bright light shining in your heart, right in the center of your chest. And then allow that light to glow brighter. And as that happens, notice anything you're aware of. You might see a color. You might feel a sensation or warmth. Just noticing as that light in your heart glows brighter. And now take your attention down into your lower belly, your sacral chakra. That's your center of creativity, sensuality, sexuality. And then notice a light glowing there, right in your lower belly. If you want, you can even imagine it goes down even lower into your root chakra as well. Down in your lower body, right there, just this beautiful light is glowing. And again, notice if there's a color or a temperature. And then allow that light to glow even brighter too. And simply through your intention, that light can amplify and become brighter. And as that's happening, just allow these two lights to connect together. So you've got the light down in your lower belly, the light in your heart space. Imagine that those two lights, they just glow so brightly that they meet in the middle, like right in your core. And they form into a pillar of light in your core, from your heart, even all the way down to your sacred genitals. And just take a few moments just to be with that feeling, that light. Taking a nice deep breath. Good. And then whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes. If you want to really stay there, well, we're going to continue talking. But if you really want to stay there, you can keep your eyes closed and keep enjoying that. It's called the glow light switch. It's like turning on that inner glow right there in your core.
All right. Now you're all lit up. Beautiful. Beautiful. That was great. That's a great visualization of pulling the energies together.
Right. Like yeah. That. Yeah. And I think it's such a great way to, especially for empaths, when we're overwhelmed with the external energies or what's happening in our world, then it's like such a good opportunity to pull our energy within and return to our center. Mm-hmm. And really be with ourselves.
Yes. Yes. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. All right. I have a question for you from our audience. Mm-hmm. Okay. What if you feel the sexual energy or arousal and your partner is in spirit? So they're crossed over and you still feel in love with them, but there's no new partner and self-gratification is okay, but certainly not a substitute.
Yeah. I love this question. And if you would feel comfortable, what I would recommend is calling on the beautiful soul of your partner who is no longer in physical form and just calling on their soul, asking for permission from their soul to connect with you. And I'm guessing they're going to give you that permission, but it's always good to ask. Ask for permission. And then you could just like lay down and imagine or ask them to just lay on top of you, or you could lay on your side, ask them to spoon behind you or in front of you. Just feel your energies connecting. So you'll probably want to be in a light state of meditation, or at least relaxed, in order to do this. And just feel that. Just feel as though you're holding each other or cuddling. And if you want, you could hold a pillow and just infuse that pillow with their beautiful energy. And to take it up a notch, you can absolutely self-pleasure sexually and imagine that you're making love to one another. And I recommend this for people regularly now, because I've had a few clients who have had partners in spirit form. And when I've shared this technique with them, like, they completely lit up, because at least from my experience, like, everything is energy, and it's absolutely okay to continue making love to your partner in spirit form. It's not going to be the same as in physical form, but that is still okay. There's still a lot of beauty and love there and energy exchange that can still happen.
Well, and I would think, and I'm not an expert in this because my partner is alive, but based on, so I'm just going from the spirit aspect, from what the spirit world teaches and has told me over the years, mm-hmm. is I would think that the spirit world often comes and surrounds us anyway. They often yeah. lay by us. They say, I'm sitting next to you. I'm holding your hand. I'm snuggling with you every night. I hear your whispers. So their energy is often already there. And it's not as much different from if you are, giving yourself pleasure from a memory. You're still connecting to the energy of that experience. And there shouldn't be shame or guilt around that. Now, of course, it's not going to be the same experience, but we're not asking to have the same experience, because you can't. You don't have the physical body, but the energetic connection could be very valuable.
Absolutely. Yep. Similar, if someone is single and wants a new partner, like a whole other scenario, someone single and wants a partner, you can also call on the energy of your future partner, their soul, again, ask permission, and then imagine or fantasize about being with this future person and just enjoy being together, because we're all connected on a soul level very, very much. And it's like you and your future partner, you have, I believe, a soul contract to come together and connect. And so that means you're already connected on a soul level. So it's okay to call on their energy. And I always laugh because my current partner, I literally felt him for 6 years in my energy field before I met him. And at some point I was like going bonkers, because I was like, where is he? Because mm-hmm. I keep feeling him. I know he's there. But when I actually met him in physical form, I was like, oh, phew, thank goodness.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah. Finally.
And a lot of times that's what people get so frustrated about. It's like, there's this thing called divine timing, guys. You got to trust the divine timing.
Yeah,
absolutely. All right, Courtney, I have a couple of off the cuff questions for you. This is off the cuff. That was great information. Fascinating. I hope all of you found that to be really valuable information. And certainly if you have questions or comments, put them right here in the feed. And Courtney and I will both check them out afterwards as well, if you guys have some things that maybe we don't get to right here on the show. So, all right. What is an interesting fact about you most people don't know?
The first thing that comes to mind is that I used to teach kickboxing.
She's like this big. People think I'm little.
You are little. I used to teach kickboxing, which is a fitness cardio kickboxing. And mm-hmm. for 6 years, I taught kickboxing and step aerobics and Pilates, all kinds of fitness classes. It's so fun.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's great. Yep. In a word or two, what is your greatest challenge?
I would say rest. Mm. My greatest challenge is rest and honoring that part of my body's needs, because I love to be active. I know this is more than a word or two. I love to be active. I love to create. It's like, I would just rather be on the go at all times. So sitting down and resting is my greatest challenge.
That is mine also. It is. It is. Rest. Yeah. Rest, relax. I'm like, what the hell does that even mean? I don't even know what that is. Okay. In a word or two, what's your greatest quality?
My greatest quality. Wow. Well, this is something the angels shared with me at one point when I was asking about my spiritual gifts. And I was thinking of things like teaching, writing, clairvoyance. And they said, joy, joy. And then I really love that. I love being joyful. And yeah, so I feel like that's my greatest quality.
That fits you for sure. Okay. How do you define success?
Oh gosh, how do I define success? The first two words that come to mind are love and passion. I feel like we've got gifts inside of us that must be expressed. And if they're not, then we tend to feel depressed or like our life is not really in alignment. So I feel like success is sharing those gifts that are inside of us and then expressing what we're meant to express and then making an impact on the world, but having fun at the same time. So it's like, having fun, helping others, and healing the planet all at once.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Do you have a goal or a bucket list item that you're focusing on reaching in the next few years?
I'd say travel for sure.
Well, gosh, really, that'd be nice.
Right? I know,
right? Travel would be nice. Like, I'd like to travel just, like, across the state right now.
Exactly. Or to another state.
Yeah. Let's just go somewhere.
Yeah. But definitely travel. I have such big dreams. Like, I've never been to Ireland. I'd really love to go and feel the fairies there. Mm-hmm. I'd love to go check out Australia, New Zealand. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Okay, my last question for you. If there was one thing that you wish that everyone in the world would know, what would it be?
Wow, one thing that everyone would know. I would say to deep down know that you're good enough and worthy and to feel that. And I feel like our whole world would be different if people just felt comfortable with who they are, with their authentic selves, felt good enough, worthy, and almost like that's the foundation. And then what do we do from there? You know, how do we express ourselves from there rather than spending so much time trying to love ourselves or trying to kind of like catch up from childhood wounds? So it's like everybody is worthy and good enough already. We never weren't. We always have been.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Agree. All right, my friends. So I know you've got a little freebie that you're going to give away. I'm putting the link right up here. Light Your Sexual Fire. Oops, it's .com, not .vom. LightYourSexualFire.com/ebook. And just tell us a little bit about what that is that they can grab.
Yeah, it is all about sacred sexuality. So it's a 20-page ebook, and it lays out what is sacred sexuality, what is sexual energy. And there's a 10-question quiz in it, so you can find out how lit up is your sexual fire.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And it also gives a brief overview of my 4-step glow system, too. So lots of good stuff in there. And I've been hearing a lot of people having great ahas from it. And it's also bringing up stuff for healing. So anyway, just be prepared. You're going to get something beautiful out of it.
Beautiful. Awesome. Yep. So lightyoursexualfire.com/ebook. All right. So Courtney, what's up next for you? I know you have an event coming up in a couple of weeks because I happen to be doing it with you. So
exactly. So Sunny and I have an event online on Zoom on Thursday, June 11th in the early evening. And it is called Embrace Your Body for Confidence and Self-Love. And we're going to talk about our own personal journeys of embracing our bodies, as well as insights and tips for how you can go from, you know, pushing your body too hard or ignoring your body's needs to truly honoring your body and learning to listen to its messages with love, whether that's about listening to your body's desires for exercise or healthy foods or rest or pleasure or sex. So it's all about honoring the body.
Yeah. And it's learning to listen to the body when it's giving you those subtle little messages, so they don't have to get really loud and, like, you know, the 2x4 over the head where, you know, you end up with a diagnosis or an illness. And both Courtney and I have had our own challenges with body image, body acceptance, mm-hmm. body love, being overweight. And then the other side of it, illness that's manifested because, for both of us, probably a lot of it was rest, mm-hmm. listening to the body and what its needs are. So the 2-hour workshop is June 11th,
mm-hmm.
6 yep. to 8 p.m. Pacific time. I think we did we?
5 to 7.
Here. And do you know what the link is? Because I forgot to grab that.
Yep. It's at CourtneyLongAngels.com/embracebody. CourtneyLongAngels.com/embracebody. And it's CourtneyLong.
Hey, I think I got it. Let's try this. Let's see if I got all the words spelled right.
Yep,
CourtneyLongAngels.com/embracebody. So this, you guys, is a pay what you can class. So there were three options there.
The 44, 33, and 22.
Yeah. So it's really to give everybody the opportunity. We know that a lot of people during this time are not having the financial means that normally they might have. And so this is something that, you know, and if the 22 is too much for you, then email us and let us know and we'll help you out. But the options are there. So if you got a little more, you can pay a little more. If you got a little less, you can pay a little less. Okay. So I'm excited about that. That's going to be fun coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I hope you all can join us. It's going to be really fun. And of course, just as any of these conversations go, we have a plan, but we will see what comes up. Way more will come up than we
imagine. That's right. And just like we coordinated our colors and had no idea. Yeah. You know, who knows what's going to be coordinated. So, all right. So thank you so much, Courtney. I've got lots. There are a few other comments in here. So thank you everybody for joining us. And thank you, my friend, for being here. And thank you for those of you that are watching and listening. If you want to learn more about Courtney, again, CourtneyLong.com is her website. You can grab that ebook. I appreciate you joining us. It lights me up, turns me on to be able to share people in the world that are making a difference and that are making change, that are real change makers in the world. And I hope that all of you have enjoyed that as well. Please feel guided. Feel free to share any comments, ahas. Again, if you know somebody that might benefit from this, then go ahead and tag them in the comments or share with them and let them know. This will be turned into a podcast on iTunes and Google Play, Off the Cuff Podcast with SDJ. So you can listen to it there as well. And if you had any insights or anything, please share them as well. Lastly, don't forget, if you enjoy this, join me every weekday at 1:11 p.m. Pacific time for Off the Cuff. I'll be interviewing next week. I'll be interviewing Shanda Trofe, who is a publisher, self-publisher, teaching you how to write your story, get your message out there. And I don't remember who else I'm going to be speaking, but I've got two interviews next week. So 1:11 p.m. for Off the Cuff. And if you'd like to learn more about me, my friends, you can go to my community, Sunny Dawn Johnston community here on Facebook and join there. Or you can go and receive my free download on how to manifest whatever it is you desire, which is at sunnydawnjohnston.com/join. How about that? Simple /join. So thank you guys so much for joining me. We had a great time. Courtney, you're wonderful, fabulous, as always. Thank you, darling.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been so fun. And you're amazing.
You bet.
I just adore you. Thank you so much.
You bet. It was great. Thank you all for joining us. Have a fantastic rest of your day. And we will see you tomorrow, 1:11 Off the Cuff. Tomorrow I'm going to be doing some readings. So we'll see you there. All right. Have a good one.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening to Off the Cuff with SDJ. If you gained some knowledge, if you felt a connection, if you got some ahas or insight into this thing we call life, if you feel like you're a little more elevated than you were before you listened to this podcast, then please subscribe to this podcast. And if you're already signed up, please rate and review it. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you want to get more information about me and what I have to offer, go to my website, sunnydawnjohnston.com. Thanks so much, my friend.